I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo.
A gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Memo. It is Thursday, December 15th. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Leslie Chris today. How are you, Leslie? The saving grace of this podcast.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Well, you might happen to be my boss, so I might have to suck up just a little bit.
So you don't mean it?
Yeah, I mean it. If I wouldn't say it otherwise.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
If I didn't feel that way, I'd just be like, and here's Leslie Chris.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, how are you? Thank you for coming on.
Okay, I'm a little cold.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Not as cold as it was in the morning meeting this morning.
It was freezing in there, and I'm sure that some people were very happy with that.
Well.
But I was very cold.
Would you like to list their names for the listening
Jenna?
Audience? It was a little breezy in there.
It was very cold, and I thought if it had gone on much longer, I was going to turn into a little popsicle, or I was going to have to get up and leave.
We can't control this weather this weekend. It's supposed to be in the high 70s Saturday, and then they're calling for snow Sunday night.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a wonder people are...
They don't talk about that kind of weather in the Bible.
Sick.
I don't know what the actual forecast is, though. Do you, Chris?
Mm-mm.
You know what it's calling for?
It's just Mississippi in the winter. You never know.
Well, winter doesn't even start till
December the 21st, yeah. Usually.
That's next week, so.
I'm just happy that it's cold, but I don't like to be cold when I'm on the inside of an office. I like to be warm and cozy.
Hence your personal heater.
That's right. I should have brought it in here and plugged it up right behind me.
Well, you'll cook us all out of here. Lady, what are you doing?
As long as I'm warm.
Yes, Friday, a high of 53. Saturday, 80% chance of rain, thunderstorms, 72 degrees.
While people are finishing their Christmas shopping.
72 degrees on Saturday, but then Sunday, 19 degrees.
That is crazy.
Is it supposed to be, I see it says thunderstorms, is it supposed to be severe weather? I mean, a lot of times when you go from that hot to that cold.
Yeah, that cold, I don't know. Just says thunderstorms likely during the evening, which will give way to rain overnight, which will bring in that cold front.
I will make this comment about the religion thing.
Yeah, I tried to go into meteorology, but it just
my sweet little grandmother would have said, it's the end times.
No?
That's what she would have said.
She would have thought that?
About a lot of things.
No.
It's the end times. With those extreme weather changes, she'd have said something like that.
You can only say that so many times, or you're the boy who cried wolf.
Well, she said it a lot.
It can't be the end time every time.
Mamaw thought it could be.
Oh.
She
was prepared.
She was very prepared, yes.
That's good. I was looking at an article. Unfortunately, it was probably something terrible like BuzzFeed or one of those horrible websites. But it had what Christmas was like in 1999. And it was a bunch of ads from places like Best Buy and Circuit City Talent reminding you to turn your computers and everything off before midnight.
I remember.
On December 31st.
That we were all scared to death. Like, what was going to happen?
Planes will fall from the sky. The earth will open and swallow us whole.
It was the end times.
Yeah. But I think we made it out okay.
I could never figure out why they couldn't just test that.
Couldn't you just go ahead and turn all the calendars to...
And just see what happens.
I mean, weren't people doing that? I feel like I did right. that on my Packard Bell. I was like, no, it's fine.
Everything works.
What happens. All the banking systems will shut down. It'll be black, whatever, New Year's Day.
And we all live to tell about it.
Yeah, and now it seems like an eternity ago.
Yes, it does.
16, 17.
Wow.
16.
16 going on 17?
17, yeah.
There's a song.
You are 16. Yes.
There you go.
I can't sing, though. Would you like to do a little Sound of Music for us today, Leslie?
Thank you, though.
Well, we'll go ahead and get started. We are quickly approaching the Christmas holidays. Your favorite holiday, is it not?
No, it's not.
No.
It's my second favorite.
It's your second
Thanksgiving
favorite.
Has become my first as I've gotten older, just because it gets kind of, forgotten and misplaced between Halloween and Christmas.
Thanksgiving has always been my favorite, but
I like it a lot.
I look to you for the Christmas spirit.
Well,
I have none this
Christmas.
Year. I have absolutely zero.
Well, that makes me sad.
I don't know.
You have a little girl too.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more fun with kids, but I don't know. It's
Derek,
just what?
Did you have the Christmas spirit last year?
Not so much. No, I hadn't had
it
in a while.
We need to have a talk about it, not on
the
air.
Well, I assume three ghosts will visit me and
well, they should
be taken care of. I mean, I'm not against it or anything. I'm not a humbug. It's just...
Now I'm very worried and concerned.
It's Christmas.
Everybody needs to have some Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a little.
It just doesn't feel like Christmas. I think that's what it is.
Well, what does Christmas feel like?
I don't know, but there used to be a feeling associated with
Christmas. Well, I'll tell you why.
Getting out of school.
That's a big part of it.
Well, it's because people have been cramming Christmas down our throats since probably July or August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
And by the time it gets to be really the time after Thanksgiving to start thinking about Christmas, it's like, well... We've been thinking about it since July or August. What's the point?
It just kind of snuck up, like, as much, even though all has been there, it just sort of appeared. Well, it's Christmas.
It's because we're all busy and we work all the time, and so it's like...
I guess.
I think it's just so hectic, too. I think that's the difference between Christmas as a kid, when other people are doing all the work, and Christmas as an adult, when you're doing all the work.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wears you out so much. You almost get to a point where you're like, if I can just get through this.
And my mother used
to
say that.
And enjoying it.
And it used to just make me sad. And now I kind of understand. I mean, I don't want it to hurry by, but I do understand that it's hectic. And you just kind of have to find time outside your other chores to get your Christmas stuff done.
Enjoy it.
And it can wear you out. And it shouldn't.
But it does.
It's because we try to do too much.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about we just don't acknowledge it at all around here?
No, we can't do that.
Oh, okay, we can't do that. Just acknowledge it a little bit.
Well, I mean, no, you know, you should just...
Where's the fine line? Where do we do too much or not enough?
We do whatever's good for us. But you have to do something.
But that's different for everybody.
I mean, I wasn't going to say Jesus is the reason for the season, but you know.
It's still a religious holiday,
believe it or not.
It's
supposed to people feel good, and, you know, people seem to be nicer around the holiday. Some people, not all people.
Most people are meaner.
Just those that are trying to get your parking spot and shopping for things that they should have shopped for a long time ago or whatever, and. I just think we try to do too much, and our expectations are too high, whether for our children or ourselves, and then we get all disappointed and frazzled, and it's just not what we're supposed to do.
I stay that way most of the time.
Well.
Disappointed and frazzled.
I don't know what to say.
Bah, humbug.
I do love Christmas, though.
Well, that's where it all started from. I thought this was your favorite.
Well, it always was until I decided Thanksgiving got the short shrift, so it needed me to...
So even you've backed off from Christmas. See, it's not just me.
I haven't backed off from it.
Celebrate Christmas in your own way.
We're about to renovate our house 2 days after Christmas, and so I was not going to put up a Christmas tree. And the thought of not putting up a Christmas tree made me very upset, and so I knew I could not put up a Christmas tree. So I went and purchased a little 4-foot pre-lit Christmas trees and put it on a
table. You usually do a live one?
No.
No. I've only done a live one one time.
But I love a live tree. I grew up with live trees.
Do y'all do a live one?
No, we don't.
Allergic?
Oh, no, it's just easier. We just have an artificial
level. It's not seafood, so you should be safe.
No, we're good. It's just it's just a lot easier to have an artificial one. I've always grew up with one, so I guess I'm not... attached to a live tree.
I decided probably year before last, I was like, I've never had a live one. I'm going to have a live one.
They smell so good.
Oh, they do, but man, they make a mess.
They make a mess, and you know, if you have dogs or cats, they can get sick, and I have dogs at my house, and one in particular that would probably try to eat the tree.
Drink the water.
So.
Yeah, you got to water them. It's like having another pet in the house.
But I have one little tree, and that's all I did. But I did something, and I'm happy with it.
Are there presents wrapped under it? Look at you. Good for you. I haven't wrapped a single thing.
The rest of my house is a wreck.
Well, but the tree's in order. That's all that matters. Well, as we approach Christmas, our episode today was not Christmas-themed, but we have discussed it a little bit. But something that... You're a big pet fan.
Yes,
I am. You're a fan of pets. What better time to take care of pets during the holidays? The Tupelo Lee Humane Society broke ground. I'm using my dink dink fingers, quote, air quotes, this week. Caleb Bedillion will be on to discuss that with us today, as well as Dennis Sid talking about Bonanza, not the TV show, the restaurant.
Bonanza.
Bonanza, with the big red roof. You ever eaten a Bonanza?
I actually have.
My grandfather. I used to meet him there on Tuesdays.
Twofer.
Twofer Tuesday.
That's when I went. Dusty Lee, former photographer here, we would go there on Tuesdays, and it's not bad. People kind of chuckle and make fun. But
he was a fan.
It's not a bad. They've got a nice vegetable bar. And
Wesley, when we drive by there, of course, she was a little over a year and a half when he died, when my grandfather died, but we'll drive past Bonanza. She's like, I wish Papa was alive. I'd go eat at Bonanza with him. She loves her some Bonanza. So, also, Scott Morris will be joining us to discuss the movie he saw this week, keeping with the theme today, off his Christmas party, and then talk a little bit about what you can do in Tupelo this weekend. Our episode today is brought to you by South, offering fine dining in a casual atmosphere. You can visit South on North Gloucester Street in Tupelo.
Caleb Bedillion is here this morning to talk about the animal shelter that might
that
finally be coming this way.
Maybe.
How long have we waited for this?
I'm told about 10 years. Obviously, I haven't been here that whole time, but that is what I am told.
Mazel tov.
I know we waited a long time watching that board they used to put on the corner at Crosstown about how much money they'd raised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it never moved very much.
Well, now they're still trying to raise a little bit. The goal is when the shelter opens, they will be debt-free. I'm being told right now that after the first of the year, sometime construction should begin. I'll be honest, I think that may be an optimistic estimation. The plans have been submitted, the building plans, to the city planning department, so there's no building permit yet. They have done some grading work on the site, so theoretically, once the plans are approved and they have a permit, they should be able to begin. But, you know, I mean, it's all volunteers involved, so, you know, and they're relying on donations, so, you know, they're doing what they can on the timeline they have.
Well, it's a great-looking building. I don't know where I've been, but that was the first picture that I'd ever seen, the rendering, right. And it's going to be nice when it's done.
Yeah, it will be. Certainly, it's going to be about three times the size of the current facility, which is a building owned by the city that's about 6,000 square feet, I'm told, with really no air in the summer and not much heat in the winter, and they're having to house animals two and three to a cage just because they don't have the room. So the new facility is supposed to be about 18,000 square feet, just a little bit under that. We'll have heating and air. We'll have room for segregated spots for cats and dogs, so they don't have to house them together. And should be a lot nicer once it's built.
It's come a long way. I might go every week to do Pets of the Week. And when I used to go, I don't know, 10 years ago,
yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
So the people who are in charge now seem to be really doing a much better job of keeping it clean as well as one can with that many animals.
Yeah, obviously, even if the space is insufficient, they've got to work with what they have until they have a new space.
So January, maybe.
January, maybe. And once they get started building, it's supposed to take about 8 or 9 months to complete. So we'll see. Maybe this time next year, Tupelo and Lee County will have a new animal shelter, or maybe we'll still be in the process of trying to get it.
Well, we hope it's here.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Caleb.
Sure thing, Leslie.
The memo is seeking your input on how we can improve. We would like to know what you like about the podcast and any suggestions you have to make us better. Please take our 10-question online survey at djournal.com/memo survey. You can also email us comments at memo@journalinc.com.
You can also look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke, Blake Morgan, and Gene Phelps. New episodes air each Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans can check out the double coverage podcast, Ole Miss Beat reporter Parrish Alford. I think I said beet, like the vegetable, instead of beet, like the...
How would anyone know?
Beet and beet. I hear it in my...
Do
hear
you,
it
you
in
pronounce
my,
it differently?
I hear it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The A
instead of a reporter's beat. What? I'm silly now. I'm just trying to
beat
be proficient.
Beat.
No one out there listening will know that it's beat.
I know if you spelled it differently. And
well, either way, Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon in which they provide previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Is it homonym? Is that right? Is that the right term?
Yeah, homonym. I had a bad one the other day. I was asked to be on a podcast the other day, and they were talking Star Wars toys. And when the movie came out last year, each figure came with a little piece, and all when you bought all the figures, this little piece down in the right-hand corner, you could build. You had to buy all the figures to build like a weapon or something.
Yeah. Daniel got a few of those. So yeah. I know what you mean.
Well, I didn't. I bought Wesley a couple, and they weren't the right ones to connect. He needed more, but she only cared about Rey and BB-8 stuff like that. And I never paid much attention to him, but across the front of the little weapon or whatever it was, it said combine. I thought it said combine. I thought you were building farming equipment for some reason, and I've thought that for the last year. And so this podcast, which gets many thousands of listeners, I admit the other day, they were like, well, you know, you build that little weapon. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. You built that farming equipment. I remember that. And they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, I want you to build a combine. And then I said it, and as soon as I said it, I went, it means combine, doesn't it? I just realized. They all had a very good laugh at my expense.
Wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows will be posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. You can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format.
And is Sid gracing us with his presence before his way out the door today?
A great good morning to you.
Pulling a half day, sir, aren't we?
Most days are half days. What are you talking about?
The rest are night. I see what you did there. You had a story run the other day on the fantastic Bonanza restaurant here in Tupelo. Yes. One of only a handful, a dying breed across the United States.
You know, it's the only one in within a 500-mile radius of Tupelo.
And Kentucky's the next closest one, I think I saw. Indiana?
Or maybe Virginia. But
I looked up the map the other day. Of course, you know, just because it's in Kentucky doesn't mean it's the...
Some would debate whether that's in the South or not. But
well, it's the closest, I mean...
But yeah,
everybody else has the updated signage and logos, though. We're playing it old school here.
We're standing alone here with the Bonanza.
Franchising still available, though.
Yes,
if you're interested, Kentucky would be the nearest. Well,
I think there's one in Virginia.
There's one in Illinois.
Trip.
Jury's out off if Springfield, Illinois is closer than this one in Kentucky.
We should take a road trip and try them all out.
It's almost a perfect triangle. So it's almost equilateral, so it's hard to say. Although this is Google Maps and it could be lying to me. Regardless, we have one right here in our own backyard that's been here for many years. How long has this one been
here? Since 1973.
Can you believe that? 1973, that one's been sitting there.
That's 43 years, folks, for those who
can't do math. I've probably been to it 73 times in my own lifetime. I was talking at the front of the show. My grandfather loved to frequent Bonanza for their twofer Tuesdays.
I grew up with one in Vicksburg. When I walked through the one here, when I first moved here, it reminded me of just like in Vicksburg.
It hasn't changed since. You know, before you came here, we used to have a Western Sizzlin'.
And a Quincy's, from what I understand.
Quincy's predated...
And a Golden Corral.
They'd have a Golden Corral. Quincy's, Golden Corral wasn't here very long. Quincy's was here for a good long time. It was where Barnhill's was. Western Sizzlin' was where, not Don Julio, DeCasa. Was across from the hospital there.
We had a Western Sizzling Express for half a minute, too.
Yeah, that lasted like a day and a half, didn't it?
Yeah, that was quick. I never got a chance to try it.
I thought that was interesting. Never a sizzler, though. Anyway, but we're talking about Bonanza here, regardless. What's kept them, what's the secret? How have they stayed in Tupelo so long?
Well, they haven't changed.
All right.
Basically, what they served or the model that they've used from years ago, they have many, many loyal customers who come back. They just lay it out like it is. You know, we're not a Logan's. We're not an Outback. We're not a Texas Roadhouse coming next year. Bonanza is what it is. You go in there, you see the big menu board, you tell the person what you want, how you want it, go through the line with your tray and your cup, and then you go to the massive food bar.
The salad bar. That salad bar is a thing to behold. Hey, not to go too off topic, but while we are talking steakhouses, you brought up Texas Roadhouse coming. What are they doing over there? Did they build the mass grave?
They're building a giant bunker, doesn't
it? They dug like 400. Like, have they reached China yet? Have they
gotten
down there?
Are you saying that because...
No, no. Let's not turn it into an issue. I just, you know, if you dig so far, you either hit the Earth's core or you bypass it and go straight to China.
I knew I should have taken that left in Albuquerque.
Yeah. I just wondered if you knew what was going on there.
I don't know. I'm just there to eat.
That's the important thing. I didn't know if Texas Roadhouse had a line of gas stations and that's where they were putting the tanks or what.
But maybe a big old grease trap.
That is a big hole I wouldn't want to fall in. There'd be no way to get out of it.
And for those wondering what we're talking about, Texas Roadhouse is going next to or across, whatever, from Outback, where the old Vanelli's used to be.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed all the dirt work and giant bunker that they're building or whatever it is that we're talking about. Yeah, but Texas Roadhouse on schedule for May of 2017.
What else are we have to look forward to coming soon? I know Jimmy John's has already got signage up this week.
Jimmy John's at the former Zip Scripps on South Gloucester there, South Gloucester and Varsity. Let's see.
Where's my Zaxby's?
Well, you know, they're still going in the Tupelo Crossroads up there at the intersection of North Gloucester and Barnes Crossing Road.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of progress made on those buildings over there. But
that's not as big a building as I expected it to be.
Yeah.
For all the work that was done there.
Yeah. You know, well, they're supposed to have 3 or 4 buildings in the overall plan. But
do we know, of what's built right now, do we know anything else other than the pizza place that'll be going in there?
Right. It'll be Zaxby's, Pyro's Pizza, Witch, and Charlie
That's where
Granger's.
Witch is going. Charlie Granger's?
Yes.
Never heard of such. Who's he?
He's a restaurant.
You don't say.
Barbecue.
Hot dogs, brisket, and barbecue.
There you go. Yep.
World famous. Apparently not. No offense to them. Looks like a nice establishment.
Also, Bank Plus is building a branch up there.
Well, Bank Plus
Crossroads.
Just throwing up places, aren't they?
Busting out all over the place.
Tell you. They got one going in over there at Coley and Cliff Gookin in West Main.
Yes, indeed.
All over the place.
Oh, yeah. There's an Italian restaurant coming to Tupelo as well.
Sure.
Well,
I don't know how you figured that, but okay.
Yeah, I've been doing translation services for a while now. But between old Sam Seafood and Southern Eatery, between Connie's and Captain D's that closed recently, and they're repainting it almost the colors of the Italian flag of green, white, and red. It's a funky green, but going to be Italian. But the new owner is going to bring back some of the favorites from Sam's. Don't know how that'll work out, but there you go.
Well, new places coming to Tupelo, but always we've got the old ones here too, like Bonanza, that haven't changed, and that's probably why they are still standing today
that
so many years later.
That steak looks pretty good on that picture too.
That does, very much so. Dennis, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day. The 2016 legislative session is now over, but Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol.
Now it's time for today's news memo. For more on these stories, read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. Tupelo city leaders are hoping private developers will build homes on a parcel of land in the historic Mill Village neighborhood. The city obtained about 2.5 acres partially through donation and partially through purchase and is seeking development proposals from the private sector. City leaders want to see approximately 10 homes built on the site, which is bounded on the east by Frisco Alley, on the south by railroad tracks, and on the north by Magazine Street. Privately owned land lies to the west. Shane Hoover, Tupelo's Director of Development Services, said Mayor Jason Shelton's administration wants to see single-family detached residences built on the land. He said businesses and apartment complexes are not up for consideration. The city has released a formal request for proposals asking developers to submit their plans for the property within parameters established by the city. Hooper said he's very optimistic that suitable proposals will be submitted. Back in May, the Tupelo City Council approved spending about $50,000 on property in Mill Village, including some of the land that now constitutes the Frisco Alley site. It's part of an effort to help revitalize the neighborhood.
A Tupelo school district is being recognized for his leadership. Pierce Street Elementary Principal Art Dobbs was named the Tupelo School District's 2017 Administrator of the Year on Tuesday. He was recognized at the district school board meeting. Dobbs was selected by his colleagues and Tupelo Superintendent Gerald Loden. Dobbs is a lifelong resident of Tupelo and graduated from Tupelo High in 1994. In 2001, he returned to Tupelo to teach history and physical education at Tupelo High School. Dobbs coached baseball at Tupelo High and football at Tupelo Middle School. He was an assistant principal at Tupelo High before being named principal at Pierce Street in 2014. Dobbs said his goal as principal at Pierce Street is the growth of each and every student. Loden said Dobbs has taken an active leadership role on the district's administrative team. Police officers often have to make split-second decisions on whether to shoot, and cadets in the Citizens Police Academy got a taste of that Tuesday night. About half of the most recent CPA class went through life-like scenarios on the firearms training simulator machine at the North Mississippi Law Enforcement Training Center in Tupelo. The other half will get their shot next Monday. The $75,000 training system is essentially a video game on steroids. A computer controls more than 250 pre-recorded scenarios, which are projected life-size on the wall of a large darkened room. The scenarios have officers responding to a variety of calls, from traffic stops to domestic violence to shots fired. Lieutenant Bobby Carnathan said instructors are looking for officer presence and verbal commands, and the scenarios changed based on the commands given. And if you hesitate, you could get shot in simulated fashion. Following each scenario, the computer displays the number of shots fired and whether the shots hit or miss their target. While the machine is used most often for judgmental scenarios, it can also be used for target practice and basic handgun training.
November was a particularly dismal month for state revenue collections. The report recently compiled by the Legislative Budget Committee staff shows that revenue collections in November were $35.2 million, an 8.8% below the official estimate that was used at the end of the 2016 legislative session in April to fund the budget for the current fiscal year. Mississippi revenue collections have been sluggish for a while now. Through the first 5 months of the fiscal year, which began July 1, collections are down $50.9 million, or 2.51% below the amount collected during the same period last year. All three sources of revenue are down year over year. Personal income tax is down 4.5%, corporate income tax 3.8%, and sales tax 1.9%. And all three sources are down for the month of November by larger margins than for the year. Republican leaders blame the low tax collections on the national economy. Others cite more than $300 million in tax cuts provided over the last 5 years, particularly to businesses. If state revenue collections do not improve, additional cuts to state agencies could be coming during the 2017 legislative session, which begins January 3rd.
A program that helps with citizen-directed neighborhood improvement in Tupelo is getting streamlined. City officials are tweaking a program that has offered so-called improvement grants of up to $3,000 annually to recognize neighborhood associations. The terminology and the scope, however, are now changing slightly. Tupelo Chief Financial Officer Kim Hanna said they're no longer called grants, but rather projects. Shane Hooper, Tupelo's Director of Development Services, said he wanted to bring more clarity about applying for project funding. The city budget budgets $30,000 annually for neighborhood projects. In the 2015-16 fiscal year, only about $12,000 in project spending was approved. In the past, neighborhood associations have used the grant funds for flower beds and landscaping, to install entryway markers, and to purchase decorative street signs, among other things. Hannah said she'd rather see bigger projects with a long-term positive impact on neighborhoods as opposed to smaller annual projects. There are three possible categories for projects, according to the city's revised promotional material: crime and public safety, neighborhood physical improvement, and energy and environmental sustainability. The $3,000 limit will remain in place as a general rule, according to Hooper.
And we want to remind you about South sponsoring our show today. You can visit South and North Gloucester Street in Tupelo if you're out Christmas shopping over the next few days. It's a good place to grab dinner, eat, enjoy some live music every once in a while. Also, they have happy hour specials each weeknight. Trivia begins at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And you can check out their cheap date night every Tuesday when the restaurant offers two meals for the price of one that includes salad, sides, dessert, and beer or wine, all for $25. Visit South on North Gloucester Street in Tupelo. Scott Morris joining us on this Thursday. He saw the film Office Christmas Party this week, which doesn't give too much of the plot away other than the fact there's an office Christmas party.
No, that's the whole plot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't know how zany it gets.
Did you ever see from that? Did you ever see the movie Bachelor Party years ago with Tom Hanks?
Yes, Tom Hanks.
They have a bachelor party. It goes wild and crazy. But that's back in the 80s when seeing a donkey snort a bunch of cocaine was novel.
Yeah. But they take it to the next level with this one?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit beyond that. This is a trashy, raunchy, full frontal nudity movie that
with a huge cast of A-list names, right, which you just don't expect from something like that.
I don't know. That cast includes Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston, Kate McKinnon's in here. Rob Corddry, not an A-list. I think he's more like a B-plus list, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe B. But I don't recommend that anybody see this movie, except I saw it and I laughed my tail off. I laughed from start to finish. I was highly entertained by the stupid, trashy, profane movie. And
eye from editor Leslie Chris over here.
If you want to laugh,
mm-hmm,
but you're afraid you might hate yourself in the morning, don't go see this.
So this is a Jenna Parsons movie. This was a movie made for Jenna Parsons,
see,
right?
See, I'm like, I like to keep my back and forth with Jenna off the recording devices.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like
can't be used to get Jenna.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that might come back to me someday. So
diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, I'm
she
just
would
saying.
Probably. I will interject. She would probably appreciate this movie. Just don't ever take her to a movie where she
don't
tries.
Eat, well, and don't eat popcorn near her.
Correct.
No dogs dying in any Jenna Parsons movie.
Well, I saw Leslie brought in some CDs for us today, and I did notice my dog Skip laying on the list, but I didn't know if she picked that one up or not.
What, the dog dies?
Oh, spoilers. Sorry.
So I mean, I can tell you what the plot is, but it doesn't really matter. You know, it's mainly they're trying to throw a big party to impress a client, and there's other stuff going on, and there's I recognize her face. Her name is Jillian Bell,
mm-hmm,
and she's like the sweetest little mean psycho pimp you're ever going to meet. You know,
oh, wow.
So she shows up and she's like ready to go to the Pottery Barn until she pulls the Glock out. I don't know if that was a Glock. It was a pretty big pistol she had.
You gave it a B.
I gave it a B because it's a bad movie. It's just funny, funny, funny.
Your cohort gave it a C and said she was ashamed that she laughed as much as she did.
Yeah, I don't think she's always intellectually honest with her grades.
Okay.
I think she wants to give it a C because it is so stupid, but I think she was highly entertained by it.
Sure.
But I don't mind saying that. Because that's just Kelly. We have a good relationship. Uh-huh. Jenna and I, that's different.
Okay. Whatever you feel like you're okay with being recorded.
That's right. That's right.
That's good.
On tape, because it's digital tape.
Where is it playing, Scott?
Oh, man. Well, it's at the Malco.
Uh-huh.
It's at the Malco here, and it's at the Malco over in Oxford, up in Corinth, in Columbus. If you want to go to Starkville, you can go to Hollywood Premier Cinemas. And it's also, I was surprised to see it showing also at the Movie Reel 4 in New Albany.
New Albany picked it up.
So just imagine all those clean minds in New Albany getting corrupted.
I do appreciate, come the week before Christmas or even Christmas Day, there's all these really heavy Oscar contender movies usually.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate this one coming out.
Oh, man. It did pretty well in the box office, made like $17, $18 million. And so
didn't it dethrone Moana?
I don't know. I just saw that it saw on IMDb that it was second, and I can't recall what was first.
Yeah, maybe it
but
didn't.
I don't think Moana was up there, but it made some cash. And, you know, there's just this whole collection of movies from Revenge of the Nerds, Bachelor Party, like Up the Creek. You ever see that one?
Mm-hmm.
It's like in this Animal House kind of vein where there's total, complete chaos. All the rules of normal society are gone. And, you don't want to live that way, but vicariously for a couple of hours or an hour and a half, it's kind of fun.
You like watching it happen to others.
Did it boost your Christmas spirit at all?
You know what? No, I don't think it did. But I tell you what, though, I was laughing. I left the theater happy that I had seen it. And but don't go see it. It's bad, and it'll say bad things about who you are as a person if you go see it and enjoy it.
All right, Scott. Thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Derek.
Leslie.
Tell us about Scene this week.
Well,
tell us what's going on this weekend in Tupelo.
If I could see the punch list,
absolutely.
I could let you know. Well, let's see. You could head on up to Oxford tonight and catch Shane King in concert at Proud Larry's. He's going to be going on stage around 9 p.m., and that's always good place to get dinner and catch some live music. 236-0050. There, tickets are $5. Tomorrow night, if you like laughs, you should head over to the Lyric Theater and catch the 5th annual National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation Quote Along.
And I hear there's going to be a hot chocolate bar.
There's a make-your-own hot chocolate bar. There's an ugly sweater contest. You got an ugly sweater, Leslie?
You know, I don't. Not an ugly Christmas sweater.
Well, that's okay. A lot of people are selling them this time of year.
I know, but
pick one up.
Why would I want to purchase a sweater?
Because you could win a prize.
What's the prize?
I can't tell you.
Would it be worth my purchase of a sweater?
It might be the Jelly of the Month Club. It might not be.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, that's on Friday. If you're up in the Corinth direction this weekend, is there at Corinth Theater Arts production of the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, which is a Christmas classic that I've not seen in some time.
It's wonderful. One of my favorites.
What's the kid's name?
The Herdmans.
The Herdmans. Hey, lady, unto you a child is born. Or some such. Your centerpiece story for this week is the Chris Lager Band. They're going to be playing at the Blue Canoe on Monday night with an album release party. They're based out of Nebraska, I think, or Colorado. I forget now. But
Nebraska.
But they will be there at 7:30 p.m. Their new album is Rise and Shine. They will be having a release party as we get into the Christmas holidays. There's people start closing up and not doing as much because different restaurants that do live music are shutting down for private events, and it gets to be fewer and far between and stuff. But we do have Shrimp Fest coming up, not to be confused with Red Lobster Shrimp Fest.
What is Shrimp Fest?
Shrimp Fest is Ray Shrimmard, the Tupelo brotherly duo rap and hip-hop group that have taken the charts by storms the last few weeks. That's going to be Friday, December 22nd, so next Friday night at the Bancorp South Arena. That was a huge event last year, and another Tupelo-born and bred artist, Diplo, he's the big DJ. He was only here for a few years before moving to Miami, but he is also huge. You might not recognize the name, but you definitely would recognize the songs. He's worked from artists from Madonna to Justin Bieber, so you can hear his tracks all over some of their
music. I like
his
name.
Diplo?
I'd like to have a name like that.
I'll call you.
Liplo.
Liplo?
Leslo.
Leslo?
Yeah, Leslo.
Crisco.
Oh, people have called me that before. I don't like that.
No, okay.
I like Leslo. Diplo, Leslo.
Liplo?
Leslo.
Leslo?
Yeah.
I'll start calling you Leslo. That kind of sounds like Lois Lane. That fits you. So that's good. That's what's going on in scene for this week, and that's going to bring us to the end of today's show. I want to do remind you that today's episode has been brought to you by South, offering fine dining and a casual atmosphere. You can visit South on North Gloucester Street in Tupelo. They've always got something going on there. Check out their free, their Jeep date night, though. It might as well be free, as cheap as it is. You can get two meals for you and your honey for a really good amount of money. So check that out. Cheap date night. That's going on at South on North Gloucester Street in Tupelo. And
did you want to hear my Christmas story?
I'll be like the warm-up comedian that does a terrible job before the good one comes on. I got a Christmas joke for you. Your phone's ringing. Is it important? Should you take that? What do you call a child who doesn't believe in Santa Claus?
I don't know.
A rebel without a clause.
Oh, well, that's great.
That's pretty good. All right, tell us yours.
Well, this is my favorite Christmas story. It is a story about how the angel got on top of the Christmas tree. Santa had had a very bad day in the workshop, and he was tired. He wanted to go home. He wanted to take off his shoes, his boots, and he wanted to prop up his feet and have a hot chocolate. But the elves were on his last nerve, and he was just ready to bite somebody's head off. And right before he leaves the workshop to go home, there's a little timid knock at the door. And Santa opens the door, and standing there is this adorable little blue-eyed, blonde angel holding this huge Christmas tree. And she says to Santa, "Santa, where would you like for me to put this tree?"
Very nice. Very nice. Good job, Leslie. I enjoyed that immensely.
So she ended up on top of the tree.
Yeah, she did.
Somehow.
Like the quote from Christmas Vacation, "Bend over and I'll show you."
Well,
good stuff. All right. Well, you can find us online, memo.djournal.com. That's where new episodes get posted. They push to different podcatchers like iTunes, Satchel, or Stitcher FM, among others. But you can also stream us from our website. Find out when new episodes are available by following us on Twitter at DJournalMemo. All the stories we discussed today you can find online at DJournal.com. And when new stories get posted, you can find out as well by following the Daily Journal on Twitter at DJournalNow. Be back on Monday with a new episode. Until then, Leslie, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for asking me.
We'll see you next time.